Each week, we bring you Making It, an audio postcard from an Indiana DIY or do-it-yourself artist. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis spends time with an Indiana singer-songwriter.
I'm Jamie Nicole, and I'm making original music.
Melissa wanted to learn how Jamie goes about creating her performances.
I always do my best to incorporate as much original music into my sets as I can, and not necessarily have to be a jukebox or, you know, something playing the same familiar cover songs all the time. I just want to be out playing music that I'm passionate about and that I can hopefully share with others that will maybe inspire them and, you know, spark their interest.
How does Central Indiana factor into your art?
Central Indiana factors into my art because I live in Martinsville. I'm from Martinsville, and I'm like in the center. You know, I'm like a half hour from Indy. I'm 20 minutes from Bloomington. I play both places. I can share my music in either city, and both really feel like home, I guess, to me. And there's definitely a lot of good people, good musicians, and good venues that support original artists and original music in Indiana.
I know I've been missing you, but I know I will see you soon.
What is your songwriting process like?
My songwriting process is somewhat personal, but very much also observational. I guess I observe others, or, you know, and that could be friends close to me, or family, or people I see out and about. And, you know, I'll take elements that are personal to me and also incorporate those with maybe other stories or things going on with other people's lives. And, you know, I was a server in a restaurant for a long time, you know, going through my 20s, and you just work with so many interesting people, and I definitely had like a lot of songs pop up through those years, writing about people and the situations that were going on, and, you know, who's dating who and this and that.
So I just kind of wrote this song. It's actually still untitled.
Did it take your breath? Did it take it slow? Would you die to see? Would you die to know if it feels like I do? Maybe it could be true. Did you think it through?
What keeps you going with your art?
Things that keep me going with my art, I'd say, are just new opportunities that pop up. Like, for example, being asked to be a part of this program on WFYI. It's awesome. It's not something that I necessarily was, like, expecting by any means, you know. It's awesome to be recognized for my art and get to have these kind of opportunities to share with others, because that's really what it's all about, is making your art and then finding the audience to share it with.